Amen, amen, amen. Happy Friday, Hope College. Yes. Hey, a quick couple things, real quick. We have some guests here that are checking out Hope College. We want to welcome you to our place. Awesome. There's no place like Hope. Secondly, some of you may have received some affirmations when you walked in to chapel, and those were written by members of the Ready for Life. If you're a member of Ready for Life, would you stand? We want to recognize you. We want to say thank you. It's a program on our campus. You're huge. You're awesome. We love you. And third, so we had seniors up here. Is there anyone who's a senior who is on a study abroad next year or next semester? Anyone? Anyone? Or who's a senior who might be, this is you're graduating at semester. Yeah? We got one? Brother, stand up. You're like, you're it. We're loving you. Yeah, come on, right. This is our last chapel, y'all. Here's the reality. What happens at Hope does not stay at Hope. You are meant to leave. You're meant to go out, but Hope will always be your home. Congratulations, and we love you very much. On behalf of everyone at Campus Ministry, we want to say thank you for a great semester. It's been great, and you helped make it great. One of the ways we want to put a period at the end of this sentence of this semester is Sunday at 7 o'clock. Lessons and carols here in Dibnett Chapel. Lessons and carols, y'all. Yeah. This is date night. This is not you look good. If you haven't asked him out, if you haven't asked her out Sunday night, you do it. And then you look good. And then you come in here and you sing to Jesus some lessons and some carols. We'll hear the big story. We'll sing to the King. Come in, it'll be festive. There's a good chance opportunity that you could have a photo op with our president-elect that will be announced later today. Yeah, did you know this? Oh, what? Huh? Huh? Since 1866, Hope College has had 13 presidents, and today, later today, we will announce number 14. There is possibly a chance you could meet this individual on Sunday at what time? Seven. And you're looking... good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So if you didn't know, this is the last chapel of 2018. How? I mean, 5 minutes ago, it was August. It was in orientation. Where did the time go? Time is one of those elusive things. It's like trying to catch air. Time is that reality, tick-tock, that never stops. It's always moving. You can't pin it down. Time. As I said last week, if you were here, there are two different kinds of time. There's the chronos time, the time on your phone or wristwatch or on the wall on a clock. It's December 7th, 2018 at 10:39. That's chronos time. But there's also kairos time. Kairos time is the kind of time you have to always discern. It's pregnant. It's anticipating something. As Christians, as the church, we live in Kairos time. We've inaugurated Advent. We've stepped inside of it now. Advent is that season of Kairos time where we practice the anticipation that is really ours all the time as Christians. And the fundamental reality of Advent, these 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, where we celebrate the historic event of the Word becoming flesh, of God becoming one of us, is the practice of longing. Longing for that which we were most made. And you were made for God. You were made for life with God. You were made to see Him face to face. That longing that you have, that there's something more, pay attention to that because it's true. It's what you were made for. Advent is our permission to give that longing voice and to sing and to ache and to cry out, God, where are you? If there would be an anthem of Advent, it would be simply this, the very last verses in the whole Bible where it says in chapter 20, amen. Chapter 22, verse 20, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus is the cry of Advent. It is also highlighting that fundamental tension of the Christian life, what some theologians call the already and the not yet. That's our moment of time. That's our Kairos time, the already and the not yet. A new reality has been inaugurated in Christ, but it has not fully been consummated yet. The kingdom has come, but we are still crying out, "Come, Lord Jesus." This is that moment in time as the evening draws to an end and we anticipate the sun rising, but it hasn't fully come yet. There's that moment in time between night and day. That's the moment of time we're in. It's already and not yet. The already is that good news that we celebrate. We rehearse again and again in Advent the coming of Jesus. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory. All four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, testify to this truth of Jesus coming. Advent is about preparing for Jesus coming. But isn't it true that He already came? Didn't that already happen 2,000 years ago? Doesn't that create some cognitive dissonance sometimes? Advent is that time where we rehearse the story. And it's important to rehearse good stories because the important stories we say over and over and over again until they get grooved into our lives in such a way that we can live that story out. We tell the story of Jesus coming again and again and anticipate Christmas where we celebrate Jesus' birth. But the reality is He's already come. He came among us as a child, and the child grew and He matured. He walked among us and He taught us. He called some and He taught them. He spoke truth, and that truth was a threat to powers and principalities, challenged status quos and systems. He talked about justice. He talked about God's love on earth as it is in heaven. They took Jesus and they killed Him and they crucified Him. And on that cross, because of who He is, the Word, the eternal God becoming flesh, because He's God, He took away on that cross the sins of the world and reconciled all things to Himself once and for all. This was accomplished. This has happened in our history. It is done, and they buried Him. And then He rose again. New life. My friends, this is a world where the resurrection has taken place. Be in awe and wonder of that truth. He appeared to 400 other people, and then He ascended into heaven, where right now He's seated at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. Our day-to-day reality is made possible by the living Jesus at the right hand of God, praying for the world right now. That's already happened. That's happening now. And yet, we still cry out, don't we? Come, Lord Jesus. Because we look around, and the justice has not all been fulfilled. We look around and we see shameless and unnecessary suffering and hate and violence and another cognitive dissonance. Why, God, have You not come back and fixed all of this? You came. Why did You leave the business undone? And so we cry out, come, Lord Jesus. The not yet. The not yet is what we are longing for. And so Advent is the season where we rehearse the story of what's already taken place. And yet Advent is that permission that we have also to give voice to our deepest longing. Come, Lord Jesus, and restore this world to what it was meant to be. Cry out, lament, cry for God. It's okay. A third of the prayer book of the Bible, the Psalms, is laments, crying out for the way things should be. Listen to the prophet. Listen to Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, is our anthem cry in Advent. And we cry for Him to come and to restore all things. And here's what we have to remember in Advent. And not just in Advent, but after it. Because as a Christian, every day is Advent of anticipation for Jesus to return, is what God has promised to do. And that promise is the seed of hope. That seed of hope grows in your life. And when you live it out, it evokes an eternal amen from the angels themselves. This is the vision of hope that we're given in Revelation 21, This is what is promised. This is what God will do. This is what we cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus," for. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who is seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." See, I am making all things new. This is the promise of a living God who shows up. This is a God who makes promises and keeps them. The ache and longing of Advent is seen in this vision, and it is for you, this hope. It is a hope of a God that comes to earth. The Christian vision of our future hope is not that this world will be destroyed and we go to heaven by and by. It's that God shows up here, the new Jerusalem comes to earth and dwells with us here. God will dwell with us and we will be his people. We will see him face to face and have that relationship. And when that happens, he will come and he will wipe away your tears. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. In other words, all that is wrong, God will put to rights. Yes, sir. Come, Lord Jesus. That is our Advent cry. That is what is promised for you and for me. That is this time, the already, the not yet dance. We live in that tension between the time. It's already been consummated, and yet already we're still waiting for the full experience of that reality. But it's coming, my friends. And so how do we live now in the in-between time, in that moment before the night and the dawn of a new day? How do we live? We live on earth as it is in heaven. We live as followers of Jesus in such a way that the world will see our life, our light, and that will evoke an eternal amen. And so as you go to finals and you go home, there will be pain. Finals. Oh, Lord Jesus, come. You go home, and I know things aren't always right. They're not always the way they're supposed to be. This community, this nation, this world, you hear the news. It's not perfect. Not even close to it. And so we cry, "Lord, come, Lord Jesus." But remember the vision. God is a God who comes for us. Let that seed of hope grow in the soil of your soul until it matures into something beautiful, something strong like a tree planted by streams of water. You are beautiful. You are beloved. You are God's own. And his hope is for you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Love. I'll see you Sunday night.